This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mortgage rates dropped again this week. Freddie Mac, the government home loan conglomerate, said the 30-year fixed is at just a hair over 6%, close to a full percentage point, lower than we were seeing back in November. And as those rates have fallen, there's been a decided shift in the housing market. After months of falling sales and falling prices in parts of the country, sales are picking back up again. Yes, some of that is seasonal, and some of it's obviously just math. Lower interest rates and lower prices make buying a little bit more affordable. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, there might be some psychology going on here, too.
When Emily and Jake Cheek started house shopping in Portland, Oregon last June, interest rates for a 30-year mortgage averaged around 5%. In late August, they made an offer on a 3-bedroom ranch house with a big backyard, got outbid, and took a couple weeks off for vacation.
And when we got back, our realtor sent us an email and was like, hey, so things are different.
Different bad. Interest rates had shot up to about 6%, and before long, 7%.
And it really did change the monthly payment.
By several hundred dollars. The Cheeks kept looking, but their broker, Brad Twiss of Neighbors Realty, says the market kind of ground to a halt.
We did 33 transactions last year, and I don't think we wrote a single offer in October. You know, almost all of October rates were over 7%.
But in the last couple months, things have changed again. In December, interest rates fell back to around 6%, and Twiss says sales started picking up. He remembers a turning point in early January when this one house went on the market.
And it got multiple offers.
Even though it was on a very busy street.
You know, it was a cute house, but like, that's a huge objection for a lot of people. And then every weekend since has basically been multiple offers.
Now, that's just one broker's view in one city, but the shift is showing up in the national numbers, too. In December, the number of houses under contract rose for the first time in 7 months. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. The brokerage Redfin says it's seeing more applications for mortgages and requests for home tours. Redfin's chief economist Daryl Fairweather says, for one thing, prices have receded from their peak last spring.
And because the market's recalibrated and kind of gotten used to these higher interest rates, buyers are starting to come back.
I've seen this idea a lot lately, that buyers have acclimated to higher rates.
Just the fact that they've come down from their peak helps with the psychology of buyers to make them feel like they aren't getting a really raw deal. They're getting, you know, a fine deal right now.
Research in behavioral economics backs this up. Ravi Dhar directs Yale's Center for Customer Insights.
People assess rates or prices not in terms of absolute levels, as economists would say, but relative to a reference point.
Historically speaking, Dhar says 6% is a pretty low mortgage rate, as anyone who bought a house in the 80s and 90s will tell you. But for the past decade, that reference point has been around 4%, and the past couple of years, around 3%.
So when interest rates went up to 7%, so you got a shock. Is 7% too high? Actually, it may not be too high in the absolute sense, but it is a lot higher than 4%.
After a while, though, people adapt to a higher reference point. So when rates dropped back down to 6...
Now the reference point is not 4 anymore, it's 7. So compared to 7, 6 looks pretty good, right?
Dhar says that may be driving some buyers back to the market. But ultimately, it comes down to what people can afford. And in Portland, what Emily and Jake Cheek can afford has changed.
We're originally looking for, like, you know, the classic 3-bedroom, 2-bath situation. And now it's looking more like maybe a 3-bedroom, 1-bath, or a 2-bedroom with an unfinished basement.
The Cheeks are resigned to rates being higher than when they started looking. Maybe they can refinance in the future. Still,
when the rates drop a little bit, it's super exciting. We're like, oh, great. Like, it's more fun to look then.
Then again, interest rates only matter if you need a mortgage. The last house they put an offer on, they lost out to someone paying cash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.